I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long-time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Biggs Day!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, Bears, I don't know. Are we calling it an elimination game? David said
yes.
That early in the week.
I think so.
One of these two teams is in trouble.
The problem I have with calling it an elimination game, guys, is that even with a win, there's no clear path to the playoffs for either one of these teams. You know, to me, I think elimination game, that means, oh, one of them's out, but one of them's really got a good shot ahead in there, and I don't know that that's the case either way here for the 4-5 Bears or the 5-4 Rams.
That's probably true, but I think if you lose, you have no path. There's not even something you could see out from the rubble because you're buried. And the Bears have to do a lot of things, but one of them involves running the football, Brad. And yesterday we find out that David Montgomery has a lightly rolled ankle. What did you think about the way that Matt Nagy described that, and how concerned are you that they may not have him?
Well, it's a lightly rolled ankle when it's your ankle that's rolled, not my ankle. That's my first reaction. You know, David Montgomery injured in practice on Wednesday and sits out practice yesterday. Perhaps we'll get a little more information on him today, but that's the one thing Nagy's been pretty consistent about throughout his year and a half with the Bears. Doesn't share a whole lot of injury information. Look, he says that they're still collecting information on Danny Trevathan. If that's the case, they should see if their doctors can get their players in for sooner appointments. But they need Montgomery. There's no question about that. And if he can't go, you're looking at a situation where I think Cordarrelle Patterson's probably getting more action in the backfield. You're using Tariq Cohen for specific runs. And potentially you've got to consider Ryan Nall. Remember, it was last Saturday that they cut Mike Davis in order to gain a draft pick this coming April.
Yeah, I got to tell you, they basically take back the draft pick they gave up to move up for Montgomery, right? So they gave up a fourth rounder in this year's draft, and they get it back.
Yeah, I mean, same round, but yeah. Later. Probably a difference of, you know, could be 15 to 20 picks. Yeah.
If you lightly roll an ankle, does it help you run, Fluffy?
Very funny.
I don't know. But they do need to have balance against what is a talented Rams defense. We all know about the struggles on offense that the Rams have had. Everyone knows they've lost four of their last six games, and those two wins came against the Falcons and the Bengals, two of the worst teams in the league. So they're in a tough spot right now themselves. They've got their own running back that's clearly not at 100%, and Todd Gurley doesn't show the same explosive traits that he has previously in his career. So it's going to be an interesting game between a couple of really good defenses and a couple of struggling offenses.
Brad, who has a bigger chance of dominating this game individually, Khalil Mack against a banged-up Rams offensive line or Aaron Donald against a reconfigured Bears offensive line?
Well, I mean, I'd flip a coin on that. You're talking about two of the very best players.
Well, I'm asking you to call heads or tails. One or the other.
You know, the problem I have with that is, while I know the Rams' offensive line is beat up, I haven't seen them play a whole lot. I'll go with Mac. You know, I think he's
I think so too.
Been relatively quiet the past few games, and I'm sure he's interested in a breakout game on national TV.
When you look at Jared Goff and you start thinking about their attack, you know, they're not using Gurley like they've used him before. He's not a workhorse. Now they got injuries on the offensive line. The Bears want this game in Gurley's hands, right? Or they want this game in Goff's hands, I should say.
Yeah, no question about that. Goff has not been as accurate as he's been previous in his career. Really accurate passer coming into this season. He's at just over 60%. The turnovers are up for Jared Goff as well. I think he's got 14 turnovers on the season. When you combine lost fumbles and nine interceptions for him. So, yeah, I talked about it briefly yesterday. The play-action passing game has not been there for him. He's had injuries to their deep threat, Brandon Cooks, who will not play Sunday night. So that takes the guy who's the speed element in that passing game away. And a lot of teams have sort of mimicked what Vic Fangio did a year ago when the Bears really throttled this Rams offense at Soldier Field, and they're using basically the same game plan. They're playing their safeties a little bit lower to help cut off crossing routes, and Bill Belichick borrowed from that in the Super Bowl against the Rams, and in LA has yet to really adapt and find another way to attack defenses, and it's really starting to show now as they're struggling.
Brad, before we get to your pick, you obviously covered the league, and last night the big ejection of Myles Garrett and the violence on the field with swinging the helmet and hitting Mason Rudolph. What do you expect discipline to be, and what was your reaction?
Well, my initial reaction was that I thought the officiating could have done a better job of controlling that game earlier. There were some violent hits that should have been flagged that were not flagged. Does that prevent that from happening there at the end? I don't know, but I think clearly the Steelers were frustrated with the way some of that went. I'd be really surprised if we see Myles Garrett on the field again this season. I think when the league looks at discipline, anything you start with is going to have to be for the remainder of the 2019 season, because that's just so far out of bounds what he did there that the league needs to send a message, and he's got to. He's got to sit in the timeout corner for a while and think about what he did.
So what's the pick, Brad? How are you breaking down this game? Very curious.
Yeah, I think the number's a little high. It was 6.5.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think it is. Yeah, it sounds a little bit high to me, especially when the Rams offense is struggling as it is, and the Bears defense is playing pretty good ball. So I ended up picking the Rams to win, but I think it's going to be a close, low-scoring affair, similar to what we had last year between these teams at Soldier Field. I picked LA 16-13.
Hmm. What? So that means you don't expect the offense from the Bears to be able to
no three touchdowns.
Produce. Yeah, that's 13 points. That's a
no,
bad day.
They're not. Well, they're not playing the Lions, so they're on the road. Although I'd expect there to be an awful lot of Bears fans for a road game in LA.
Won't it feel like a home game to some degree? I mean, they will travel well, and the Rams don't have a home field advantage yet.
I don't know that the Rams – yeah, I mean, I think the Rams have got a decent fan base that's developing out there. I don't think it's going to be a stadium completely overrun with Bears fans, but I think there will be a lot of them there for sure.
I keep saying to David, I think it's going to be a special teams play or a defensive play, or it could be a turnover type game. You know?
Every punt's an adventure, or every time the Rams line up for a punt, it's an adventure. Johnny Hecker throws the ball. Like Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator, said that they don't view what Hecker does as fake punts. They view them as offensive plays, and they've got to be prepared to play defense. Yeah, they ran a fake successfully against the Bears in the game a year ago. They had to bring out the chains to measure for it. It was close. The Rams got it. But Hecker is a dynamic athlete in terms of being a punter. No question about that.
Good matchup. I just don't have a lot of faith in Jared Goff. I just think that, and I don't have a lot of faith in Mitch Trubisky either.
Where's your faith in Trubisky?
But see, I cannot have confidence in Goff, and that could be independent of the lack of confidence in Trubisky. I think that when
you can't mention the first without the second.
But it's not Goff versus Trubisky. I think that when you talk about Khalil Mack's chance to dominate more than Aaron Donald, that to me says the Bears' defensive line can win this game for them.
That's possible. Certainly possible.
How will the matchup between Allen Robinson and Jalen Ramsey be?
Well, that's going to be – I think Robinson's going to have a few chances to make some plays, but that's going to be really interesting because how are the officials going to call it? Are they going to allow Ramsey to be super physical, which is what he prefers? You know, he's a big corner. He's 6'1". He's about close to 210. So Robinson's a little bit bigger, but that'll be a fascinating matchup. And just as important, how can some of the secondary players that the Bears have – at wide receiver and in the passing game, step up for Mitch Trubisky?
Well, they don't apparently have any tight ends, so they're not stepping up.
Interesting pick, Brad. Have a safe trip and have fun out there.
Have fun, Brad.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.